Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the evocative and propulsive ambiences of Yu-Su. The story of Yu-Su is partly a geographical one. She splits time between the western Canadian city of Vancouver, BC, and her hometown of Kaifeng in northeast central China. And it's already a northern town, and you can drive 7 hours north to get to Beijing. Kaifeng is one of the 8 ancient capitals, known as the City of Chrysanthemums on the southern bank of the Yellow River. KEXP's DJ Mike Ramos asked about her inspiration for her new album.
Yeah, the title Yellow River Blue kind of, you know, a place with yellow and blue, which is two pretty contrasting color elements, because one represents sand, dirt, which is the Yellow River, and the blue represents the Pacific Northwest, the ocean, the rainforest. So it's, you know, talking about me as a person having this two sides, because people connect me to the Pacific Northwest sound, this kind of rainforest house, you know, organic music. But where I come from, Yellow River, it's dirty, it's sandy, it's dry, it's not so lush at all.
Yeah, very different than out here in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm. It's like too extreme, almost.
You spent, you know, most of your formative years in China, coming to, you know, BC for university,
mm-hmm.
like the contrast must have been pretty apparent from the jump, right? Like, well, like
it
that
was
experience.
Huge. Yeah.
Nice. Did it take you a while to get used to, you know, living in BC?
I was having such a hard time. It took me at least a few years to even to be able to speak English in a comfortable way and to not fail school. And then to at the same time, starting to get into music.
You know, originally got exposed to, you know, house music, dance music, electronic music kind of while you were in university,
mm-hmm.
correct?
It was the last couple of years that I went to the first party I've ever been here. It was a love dancing party, which was hosted by members of the Mood Hut label from here. And Floating Point was DJing. I think it was maybe his first time DJing in Vancouver. And that was my first time hearing disco, house, and old dance music.
Floating Point's super talented, definitely a great DJ, great musician, definitely probably a really cool first show to experience.
It was definitely, I think, you know, it can be something totally not so good as the first party to go to. So I think that was, I lucked out on that one.
Definitely. That's really cool. Yeah. On your initial or your last release, the Roll with the Punches one, I believe that was the one before Yellow River Blue, correct?
Mm-hmm. That was the last big EP.
Yeah. Super like kind of more mellow ambient feel on that one. If you listen to that one, then listen to Yellow River Blue, just even from the jump, it's just a lot more upbeat, a lot more kind of, you know, almost pop sounding, not exactly mm-hmm. pop, but like kind of just more upbeat, you know, more dancey. What kind of brought about that change, or what kind of inspired, you know, you to go that direction?
Because I work as a DJ as well, so I'm exposed to all kinds of dance music all the time. And to be honest, for me to, you know, write Yellow River Blue, especially the few faster kind of pop songs, I only was able to do it because I felt like I was in a place that I could finally be able to deliver the kind of music I wanted to make, but I didn't have the ability, the technical ability, to produce and record things. So I finally, you know, because every record that I've put out, it's basically me. It's like doing homework, learning about programs, gears, synthesizers, drum machines. And so that's why every single record is different, because I'm learning new skills.
We want to take a moment to shout out Soft Synths and the access provided by programs like Ableton and Logic. Extra cheers to the free versions of things, the First and LE editions, GarageBand, Audacity, Reaper, MuseScore, and so on. Thanks for making it possible for creative people to learn to make music, to express themselves, and even to write songs on the high-speed train. Amazing. Yusu's latest album is called Yellow River Blue, and it's available on the BYE record label, formed by her and a group of friends in Beijing. The latest competency in Yusu's musical endeavors is the inclusion of a live band. This performance has four songs recorded exclusively for KEXP in Vancouver, BC, with electronics and a killer live band living on the edge performing for the first time together. We're more than excited to present Yusu. Live on KEXP. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You just heard Yu Su with the songs Shio and Klein.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Yu Su.
Thank you.
was our live session with Yu Su. You heard the songs Gleam and Melaleuca. We'd like to thank the band for virtually stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo, British Columbia, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.